My first tip, and I'm going to go with porch jerk because that's kind of the main thing, but is really looking at the light in the eyes. You know, everyone says the eyes are the window to the soul, which eyes are so expressive, say so much. And I think people have heard that a lot, but what tends to happen when you stand in front of someone is you kind of get excited on the energy and feeding off that, that you overlook what's happening in their eyes. Is there a catch light? Is there not a catch light? Is the light too top heavy, so they're kind of shadows under the eye? So there's two parts to it. It's one, it's really a keen observation to the eyes from external light sources. And the second half of that is a keen observation of the light from inside. You know, when they say someone's eyes are sparkling like a bride on her wedding day or something, it literally happens, and we've all witnessed it. The eyes actually get a little more glassy when you get so excited, and they get dilated. Mm-hmm. The pupils are a little bit bigger. And what that is from inside, it's just this, it's this excitement. It's this life. It's this livelihood. So what photographers tend to do is just focus on the outside, you know, because it's like, it's all about how it looks. It's this type of lighting. Yes. Pay attention to that. Observe that. And the second half of that is really look for the internal light. And the way that you get to that is you tend to ask good questions. And what that means is questions. But what that means for me is if I'm photographing, I'm just going to go to the ice hockey example we talked about, an ice hockey person, I would say, so you've been playing for 10 years. When did you first start playing? You know, and sometimes ice hockey guys, they're tough, right? You know, and they'll be like, what do you want me to do? Stand here? It's like, okay, stand here. You don't get anything. And say, well, you've been playing for 10 years. When did you first skate? You know, and when I was five or something. Well, who'd you go skating with? Oh, my grandfather. Yeah. Man, my grand, and their eyes will light up. And they're, you know, and I was like, oh, and I don't need all that smile. Right. I'm just like, oh, that, you know, we talk about that a little bit. Like, okay, that's awesome. Do this for a second. Just think about your grandfather. Look at the camera. And then I get a little more life. He doesn't even have to have a smile, but there's a little bit less statue, a little bit less toughness, and something a little more. So questions are always the way to people's, I think, hearts and souls. And what we tend to do as photographers is we're focusing on how they look and whether they tilted their head and what the light's, you know, doing or isn't doing. But I always encouraging people, yeah, do that. And also look for that inner light and search for it too by asking questions.